This is the Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, Mama. One of the key realizations I had when I really began to understand what matrescence was, when I really started to dive deep into the understanding of what had happened to me when I became a mum, and parts of me felt like they unraveled, other parts of me felt like they were finally born. When I really began to dive into that understanding, I came across a description that described it perfectly, and that was the inner split. The inner split is what I call that moment when you become a mother and you are at that moment split in two. It is as if part of you is who you've always been and who you used to be, the person who was ambitious, maybe independent. You had your sense of identity. You knew who you were. You had a sense of self. Whether that was a good sense of yourself or not, it doesn't matter. You had this identity. And then when motherhood begins, you also split into the mother. You are also at that same time, suddenly someone completely new. You don't know who that person really is yet, but you can feel this sense of mother beginning within you. And it was that inner split that I struggled with for, let's be honest, nearly a decade. I didn't understand or comprehend how to marry those two parts of me together. The part that used to be really clear on what she wanted with her life, really independent, ambitious, focused, dedicated, hardworking, all of those outward focused elements of myself, that strong sense of identity that I had within me, that I was a journalist, I was a hard worker, I was someone who believed in the truth that if I worked hard enough, it would always work out. And yet, when that split occurred within me, I also, at that immediate time, became a mother who was willing to give up everything for the safety and security and happiness of her child, a mother who suddenly felt vulnerable and scared of the world, a mother who didn't know if she actually wanted to do all the things that she said she was going to do. I was convinced that when I became a mum, nothing else would change. I would just add mother to my definition of myself. I would still want everything else that I'd always worked for. Everything else would stay the same. And it was that split of being part who I used to be and part who I'm becoming that felt so deeply uncomfortable. And it is this inner split that we need to talk about differently for mothers. The truth is, the inner split is the beginning of the forming of the new you. There are parts of you that you'll need to let go of. There are parts of you that will grieve, that will question, Why can't you do it all? That's what we were told, after all. We were told we would still be able to do everything we ever wanted to do and still be a mum. There will be parts of you that you question why you've changed so much. Over the years of coaching and supporting so many mothers through this inner split, I've often heard women say, "But do you know how long I worked and how hard I worked to get to this point in my career? I can't just give it up now. I can't just stop." Some have even said to me, "Do you know how big my hex debt was?" For those of you outside of Australia listening, hex is the government loan, I guess you could call it, that we take on to complete our tertiary university education. And the idea is that once you enter the workplace, the workforce, meet a certain requirement of income, you start to pay them back. It's a bit like a student loan. But women would use that as a way to defend that they should go back to work, even though something inside them had changed. They felt deeply different. They didn't even know if they wanted to do that anymore. But they didn't have permission to question it. And so they did what I did. They pushed those questions down and go back anyway. The inner split describes that feeling that you're feeling right now, where in one moment you will surrender everything for your child, and in the very next moment you want to run away. The inner split is something that most women around the world are dealing with more than ever right now because of the pandemic. Suddenly, that split between work and mother, home and work, being a daughter, a friend, a sister, a lover, and a mother, that split between your roles is suddenly not so clear anymore, and everything is meshed in together. And that's what feels so uncomfortable. That's what it feels like when you're shedding who you used to be and still don't know where you're heading yet. But my biggest reflection on the inner split, on this transformation we go through, on this feeling of trying to claim who we used to be at the same time of trying to understand who we are now as a mum, is that you can't just ignore the questions and the uncomfortableness and push it down. It's called self-silencing, and it doesn't work. Trust me, it makes you sick. It makes you angry. It makes you go back into jobs that you don't want to do anymore. It makes you feel guilty. The inner split is an invitation for you to really question, what is it that I want now? Yes, I'm a mum, but I'm also a woman. I also have desires and dreams and needs. How do I marry these two parts of myself together? How do I be the mama I want to be without trying to be perfect and still own myself, my dreams, what I need? And please make sure that the dreams that you're hanging on to, you have looked closely under a microscope. I hung on to the dreams I thought I still had right up until my third baby. I didn't give myself permission to question whether those dreams I'd decided in my 20s was going to be what my goals and my life achievements were about. I didn't give myself permission to question that. I didn't give myself permission to change my mind because I'd worked so hard to get to a certain point I couldn't turn back. Well, that's what I told myself until I had to turn back and choose again. So, beautiful mama, the inner split is an invitation. It is supremely uncomfortable at times. Oh, but it is so good if you can sit with it and ask yourself, what are the new dreams I want to take now? What does this really mean for me now? Who am I now? This is one of the core things I teach in Mama Rising, the training that I am now sharing with the world, so everybody can start to teach and understand matrescence differently. for the first time ever, the Mama Rising Training this year in 2020 will be a facilitator program, meaning you will be a licensed Mama Rising Trainer. You'll be listed on my website. You'll have my support. You'll have all the insights that I've gathered from 4,000 women, plus all the training and study I've done, so you can be a part of changing how a woman feels in those moments of inner split. If you want to know more about it, jump on my website and go to Mama Rising Training. It's also in the show notes. And for those of you feeling that deep inner split right now, I know it's uncomfortable, but ask yourself, what is this birthing in me right now? Until next week, Sat Nam.